on. He's gonna be out there somewhere. I have half of the entire kingdom organized looking for him. No human on earth could conceivably hide out for so long as a day. Ugh. And yet, he is. He's always been so damn slippery. Can never keep track of him. Can never know where he is, what he's doing. The night he left me, I didn't even notice him leave. It was like I just blinked, and there was this letter in his place, and he was nowhere to be seen. What if he decided to run off to one of the Eastern Empires to marry a younger, prettier princess? Is that why he left me? Was he bored of me? Did I not satisfy him enough? Was he bored of me? I guess that's what happens when you marry to consolidate political power. It's not my fault. I was like him, just a pawn in a huge chess game. But I played along because I knew it was in everyone's best interests. I guess I was the only one who really cared about the greater good of our families. He, on the other hand, always had this rebel spirit. Like, he was just itching to get away from the high-status life of royalty. The minute the opportunity presented itself, I guess I shouldn't be surprised that he did that. Maybe it is my fault. Maybe I wasn't loving enough or caring enough. Maybe I let him slip through my fingers because I was too careless. At first, I was the same way he was. I knew the situation, that our marriage was a stunt. Basically just a contract to preserve the whole of the kingdom. I didn't like that either, but I never let that cloud my image of him. Sure, he was never my dashing knight in shining armor, but he always seemed pragmatic, down to earth. I like that in people. In him, I saw potential for a real leader. Someone who, with the right conditions, could lead this nation into a new age. A golden age, even though he wanted nothing to do with titles or politics or any of that blue-blooded crap. I started to think that we might actually make this work. That maybe this wasn't all bad. Maybe we could roll together. I never worked with someone like that before, but it always felt like I was missing that sense of connection. I thought maybe things could be different. Maybe we both didn't have to live the rest of our lives in misery, trying to live up to everyone else's expectations. I mean, I'm not saying I fell in love with him. Am I? No. No, that's crazy. Is it? I mean, I've mobilized every person at my disposal to search for him. I wouldn't do that just for anybody. I want to find him. No. I need to find him. But not just because I can't rule the kingdom without him. It's more than that. I can't be myself without him. I can't live my life without him. I really feel that way. He's just so strong, even though he never shows it. He has the strongest will of anyone I've ever met. He's someone who never backs down from what he believes, even if everyone thinks differently. He's someone who would criticize the people he cares about for their own good. And yet, would still come to their aid whenever they needed him. He's a fighter. How could I not find that attractive? He's just everything that I'm not. I could never challenge my family like that. I could never speak out against the establishment if it meant I would take the fall. In him, I just see everything that I'm missing. That's why I want him so much. Why he's so special to me. Why I can't be without him. He completes me. I just have no idea. All I know is I need to find him. I need to. If I don't, I don't want to imagine what will happen. Unfortunately, he has no reason to come back to me. I could think for a million years and never come up with a single excuse for him to come back. Out there, he's probably better off living the life he was meant to. And here I am, dragging him back to hell. Come in. At ease, soldier. What's the situation? What? He's back. He's at the front of the gates of the city. He turned himself in. What the hell? I thank you for informing me, soldier. Please have the guard escort him to my quarters immediately. I will handle the situation from here. Dismissed. Go. Oh my god. He came back. He actually came back. Then There are only two possibilities here. One, he's back to reconcile with me. He's rethought his decision and decided that he wants to rule the kingdom with me. Or, two, he's rethought his decision. And he's decided that I'm unfit to rule the kingdom. And he wants to assume control himself. God, I hope it's the former. In any case, I have a duty to confront him as the queen, no matter what decision he's made. Let him in. Gods, leave us at once. I have some talking to do. So, you're back. Yes, you are. Are you hungry? Thirsty? Cold? You were out there for quite a while. All right then. Talk to me. You have some explaining to do. Like you, my husband, can just up and disappear on the face of the earth, just to return without a word and not explain any of it. Come on, out with it. Did you camp in the woods because you couldn't stand sleeping in the same bed as me another night? Did you make your own meals because my cooking isn't good enough? Did you spend time in nature because you hated the sound of my voice? Did you sneak off so you could be with another woman? Because your queen couldn't satisfy you. Well, answer me. Don't leave me hanging. If that's how you feel, if you really don't want me, then stop beating around the bush already. And just say it. I know I'm not what you wanted, but you were forced into marrying me. I know I'm nowhere near the queen that you want or the queen that you deserve. I know I'm no queen at all. I'm just a girl. But this girl loves you. I can't help but love you. Even though I know you don't love me back, and you have no reason to, but I have a reason to love you. I love you because you're strong. I love you because you're stubborn, even though that annoys me sometimes. I love you because you're real, realer than every royal in the monarchy combined. 100 times over. That's why I love you. And I'll say it over and over and over again until you understand how much I really, really do. But you never will, because words could never express my love for you. So that's what I wanted to say to you. Take it or leave it. Your choice. Hey, what's so funny? Why are you laughing? Stop it. Cut it out. This isn't funny. Yes, I want to know why you left. Of course I do. No matter what the reason is. You left. To get that. That thing in your hand. What is it? Is it a box? What's in? Goodness. That's third. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Is it an amethyst? My favorite stone. But I've never had one in my life. Where did you find it? You went that far just to get this for me? This amethyst ring. Wait, what does this mean? Already married. You're right. A marriage meant nothing. It was ceremonial. But this, you're saying this is different. That he wants to marry me because you so you do love me. Oh my god, my darling, I love you too. I'll take care of everything. I'll plan the wedding. I'll invite the guests. I'll oversee the food, the venue, everything. I can't believe this is happening. I'm getting married for real this time. And to a man that I love. I couldn't be happier. Really. I promise. From now on, I'll be the best queen that you could ever ask for. You and all of the kingdom. Now that I